Hey, welcome to today's Encore show. It's Tuesday, the 26th. This is where we kind of encore it for you, Mondays and Tuesdays. On Thursday, we're going to have Bob Green with his very classic fresh or frozen turkey episode, where Bob claimed that a fresh turkey was one that was thawed out. That always gets good mileage. We play that every Thanksgiving. No different this year. On Thanksgiving Thursday, we will roll out Bob Green's fresh or frozen. Also, Bob is over on X now because you, General, have you've quit X.
Yeah, I can't take that. You know, as I said, I've been vigorously spanking it over there, and I'm done with it. I'm just sick of it.
Well, good luck, General.
Good luck with what?
Well, just...
Yeah, finding something to do.
I got plenty to do, thank you very much.
All right, so the General is not on X anymore. We're looking for Bob Green. What's his handle?
Meats and Greens.
That's the name of his store, bud.
Oh.
You don't remember.
So, Meats and Greens, check out Bob Green over on X. Yeah, this week we'll be dealing with that and a few other things as we progress through this Thanksgiving week. Let's check out today's Encore show, folks. This is from Steve Bozell of B&B Construction. He is filling in for me, and he brings on next-door neighbor Roy Hutchins as a special guest. Oh, my God.
You don't remember this, do you?
No, I don't remember this. Was it a disaster?
Just listen. You'll find out.
Anyway, Steve Bozell of B&B, along with Roy Hutchins, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Steve Bozell, and welcome to Steve Bozell and Friends. Yeah. Steve Bozell and Friends here, and I got the late call to come on in and fill in on the Phil Hendry Show. And I'm very proud today we're going to be having on, I talked to Roy Hutchins, my next-door neighbor, who's, he figures prominently in what Bud Dickman, you know, was talking about. And so we're going to have him on. And also, I'm very, very grateful to have General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman here.
Now, Bud referenced during the pre-show a very unfortunate show that you were involved in some 20 years ago, right?
Yes.
All right, well, here, let me, I'll sketch it out.
Go ahead.
What's your name again?
My name is, oh my God.
Steve Bozell. Bought a case of KY jelly prior to Y2K because he wasn't sure
if the Road Warrior, you know.
Yeah, about the Road Warrior and what his intentions were.
Yeah, so you bought a case of KY jelly and you had to take it back.
Why don't you shut up?
Shut up, bud.
Oh my God,
shut up.
Yeah, why don't you be quiet, man? Yes, I did. I took the KY jelly back and I didn't get a full value, and that, I don't know. So thank you very much for starting the show off like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but that was one of the hours.
Yeah, we're going to have Roy Hutchins.
And he figures prominently.
Well, that's true. Roy Hutchins was the one that was pointing at it and laughing and going, ha ha, KY jelly. And
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. What I wanted to do today, though, is I wanted to get my observations from my Twitter account. Now, I was called and asked to fill in by David G. Hall and also Tom Dovka, the consultant of the Phil Hendry Show, that Mr. Hendry is preparing for an appearance he's going to do at UCB in Hollywood, California. It's not just him, but it's a bunch of comedians for a benefit for Armenia on Friday night. That's tomorrow night. And he's also preparing for some other...
He's got another audition he's got to do in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, yeah.
It's a big one.
And so I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. Yes, I am.
Steve Bozell and Friends on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by the Backstage Pass. Get one now at world-famous Phil Hendry headquarters, philhendryshow.com. With a Backstage Pass, you're armed and ready. You can wade into the battlefield of life with a Backstage Pass to the Phil Hendry Show, featuring 60,000 hours of some of the funniest crap you've ever heard in your life. In your life. Get a Backstage Pass, and you'll also have access to the home movies, all of the digital files, all of the video casts, all of the podcasts, all kinds of stuff, Jack. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a Backstage Pass, gives you entree to the world of wild, weird, wonderful Phil Hendry.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Hey, welcome back here, Steve Bozell and Friends, as I fill in for Phil Hendry on this air Thursday. Yeah. What are you laughing at?
You're looking all comfortable like you're Mr.
Hey, bud, back off. Let the man enjoy himself.
Let me enjoy myself for once in my life.
I get out of my house where I got my kids looking at me like I'm a freak. I got my wife looking at me like I'm the freak of the week.
Is stuff that tough for you at home, Steve?
No, it's not. But I mean, I just... A lot of eyes are peering at me. I always have people peering at me and sizing me up. You know, is he going to, what's he going to do? How's he going to deal with this? You know, I give a couple of examples of, because I was just talking to everybody here before we went on the, on a podcast, that I, a lot of times I'll unburden myself Twitter feed, or it's called Twitter.
Well, it's called X now.
Yeah, it's on X. And like on Father's Day, we thought that was really interesting. I heard all these people talking on Father's Day. Everybody's saying Happy Father's Day. So I said, Happy Father's Day, Steve. And I said what was really in my heart. I said, hey, Happy Father's Day, Steve. Thanks for eating bucket after bucket after bucket of you-know-what just to keep us clean, safe, and free. Thank you. Signed, your kids, Steve Jr. and April Jr.
Well, you don't really feel that way about your kids.
No, I don't. But, I mean, I was sweating under a pavers. I was putting in a new patio. And my wife and my kids, was it last June when they, when the King,
King Charles.
Yeah.
It was in the May, in the month of May.
Yeah, it was in the merry month of May. In the merry month. Anyway,
that's how they say it in England.
Oh, is that how they say it in England?
No, they don't, bud. They say that in Camelot.
Oh. So I'm watching, you know, I'm out back. I'm putting in pavers. I'm putting in a new patio. And all I'm hearing is God save the king. Hey, God save the king. I hear my kids get up. My wife, they all start marching around the living room, parading around in their bathrobes. God save the king. Did I hear anybody say God save Steve Ozell? No, I did not. Did I hear anybody say long live the Steve, you know, the Steve Ozell? No, they did not. All I heard was God save this here king. Yeah, man. And he wasn't putting in pavers. But we'll talk all about that with Roy Hutchins, who is one of the architects, I think, of... Roy's a good guy, but two things he did. One was the KY Jelly episode where he was leaning over the back fence going, ha-ha, pointing at me as I was loading in this case of KY. Anyway, and the other thing was that I didn't like was that zucchini that he grew.
That's the foot-long zucchini.
Yeah, it was a foot-long zucchini, and he's like... showing it to my wife and daughter? I don't know.
Well, what was wrong with that?
A big, long, purple...
Yeah.
A lot of people go, well, you know, why are you the way you are, Mr. Bozell, hypersensitive? And my mother was not very, you know, kind to my father. She used to call him... My father's name was Delden Bozell. She called him Deldo because she was a you-know-what and a... she was a... Well...
Don't say it.
She was a B-breaking C-word. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she called him Deldo. Then Hutchins tells me that the female version of Dildo is Delda. And so Roy Hutchins told me a half hour ago that the female version of a Dildo... Let's get him on the phone, can we?
Yeah, I got Roy Hutchins on line three.
Roy Hutchins, who Maya is... Roy Hutchins, who's my next door neighbor, is on his way. I guess you're on your way back up to Browser, right?
Yes, I am, Steve. I'm on the road. I'm on my way to Lipton to get car parts.
You're going up to Lipton. Is that for that Packard you got?
Well, yeah, I got that Packard. And it's a car that I'm very proud of, you know.
Roy Hutchins, my next door neighbor in Corona, California. All right, so let's go down the list of things that you've done.
You know that I admire you, and I was joking around when I leaned over the fence and laughed at you with a case of KY jelly. You know that, don't you?
Well, this is the thing. When Y2K was happening, everybody was afraid that there'd be a breakdown of law and order and that there'd be mayhem in the streets. And so here I am thinking that maybe there's going to be the Road Warrior.
And you went out, you bought a case of KY jelly just in case you...
You know, you never know. So, but I don't even want to get on that. The fact is, you were leaning over the back fence as you saw me taking it out of my car, laughing at me.
Well, sure I was. Any normal human being would laugh at you with a case of KY jelly that you're taking out of your car.
Roy Hutchins is my guest. I guess you're right. But here's the one that pissed me off, was the one where you said you had a foot-long zucchini.
Yeah, that was the zucchini that my wife Sandy and I had been growing for quite some time. And when it got to be about a foot and a half long, I lifted it up. It's a big purple. And your wife and daughter, April Jr., just happened to be at the fence. Right, Sandy?
Yeah.
And Sandy's in the car with me right now.
Would you please say hello to her for me?
Steve says hello.
Yeah.
So, and I said, look, April and April Jr., look at this. Yeah.
Oh, right there. That's the thing. Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
It didn't mean anything. I just said that, look at this, it's a foot long. So you're the one that took it there. You took it to a dirty place. You took it to a dirty place. And it's nothing that I can speak to, Steve, because I'm not you. I'm not you. I don't go to the dark places that you go to. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, but
I don't go to no dark places, Roy. You got a zucchini that's foot long, and you're showing it and going, hey, look at this, yeah.
You're the one that described it as this Johnny Watt. You said it was a Johnny Watt Holmes looking thing.
That's what I said. Don't wear it out.
Well, you're wrong, and I'm just here to tell you. I'm just here to tell you that you're wrong.
All right. The other thing that I resented.
So you've got me on the show today to just talk about things that I've done wrong?
No, I mean, I'm very happy you're a good neighbor, and I've had you as a friend and a neighbor for many years, but these are things you've done, things that you've done, you know.
I have an answer for them. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's right. You have to. When you asked me to go into your house to get that wrench, and your minor bird?
That was our minor bird, Rocky. And the kids have taught him some phrases.
Well, I walked in there, and it goes, hey, Steve Bozell, you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
That's right.
Okay, who taught the bird to say that?
I don't know. Maybe it was me. Maybe it was Sandy. I said it was a light moment. We had the minor birds. Steve Bozell, you're an asshole. The other thing that I taught it to say was, did you fart? Did you fart? Did it say that to you?
Yes, it did.
Okay, that wasn't for you specifically. That was just for anyone.
I'm walking through your kitchen, and I'm looking for that wrench you told me was there in a drawer, and I'm hearing, Steve Bozell, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. Hey, did you fart? Did you fart? Ah, God, it stinks. Did you fart? That's what it said.
That's right. That's what I taught it to say.
Okay, Roy Hutchins, my next-door neighbor for many years in Corona, California, and I'm talking to him about some of the big things that he did. And also, was it April?
He said, great A.
My wife, April, just reminded me the minor bird said, Steve Bozell's a grade A asshole.
That's right. That's what I taught it to say. Steve Bozell, you're a grade A asshole. Steve Bozell, you're a grade A asshole. And, you know, the fact that you contacted Dolores Blasengame on this, man, that just, I can't feature that at all.
Well, Dolores Blasengame told me that it's harassment for me to go get a wrench out of your kitchen and have your minor bird asking me if I farted. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Of course I don't see what you're saying. I can't believe you waste money on an attorney for that.
All right. The other one is, this is from a few years last year.
But Mr. Bozell, I want to just say something. You're the one who published on X. You're the one that published that the minor bird called you an asshole, and you said, I quote, that bird took me around the world, all 69 states. I never said that.
Okay, I said that.
What does that mean?
Jesus. Well, what?
Well, yeah, that's you know, that's just over the top.
Steve, you didn't say that.
I tweeted it out.
Well, yeah, you did, but I've been there for you. Steve, and I think your listeners should know that it was 13 years ago you got home because you for some reason thought that you'd fouled yourself in the car. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I thought that I had gone in my pants, yeah.
You draped yourself as soon as I came to your house with some avocados that my wife had picked. You draped yourself over me and you wept. You wept like a baby.
I thought I'd fouled myself.
You had not. I don't even, to this day, I don't know what that means. And
My wife, what is it, April? My wife says that I'm being petty because you dressed as an elf one Christmas and the kids thought you looked cool. If I dressed up as an elf, the kids say I look like some kind of weird ass.
Well, it's no reason for you to start to bawl.
I'm not bawling. It's just, it's emotional for me. I dress up as an elf, and the kids think I look like a weird ass. You dress up as an elf, and they think you're, you know, a rock star.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you at all. But much of this has to do with you, Steve. I didn't do anything. Because I laughed. You know, you had a bit of yogurt on your chin that day.
What day?
It was, we were having a backyard barbecue, and you had a dab of yogurt on your chin, and April and I got a laugh out of that, and you just were over there weeping softly into your sleeve. I thought it was weird.
You know, you're remembering some weird shit.
No, I'm not.
Well, in any event, I think, put it all together, what do you got? I think I've been a better neighbor to you than you have to me.
Wrong. No, I don't agree with that at all. I think I've been a better neighbor. What other guy is going to let a guy drape himself over him and so he weeps and cries like a baby because he thought that he crapped in his pants in the car, and then he gets home and he hadn't fouled himself.
What are you saying?
That's what you did, man.
Yeah, that's right. It's back in 2010.
It says you felt that you'd fouled yourself, and that's why you draped yourself over Roy and wept.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're welcome, Steve.
All right, Roy. Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I say so. You're welcome.
All right, fine. God damn. Roy Hutchins, folks, my next-door neighbor.
Great talking to you.
You cut him off.
Yeah, I know I cut him off. Roy Hutchins, my next-door neighbor. I don't know how that... I remember the time that I come on... the Phil Henry Show to talk about barefooting. We barefooting, yeah. And I was dancing backwards. I'll never forget Roy Hutchins laughing at me. Man, he laughed and laughed and laughed. He also, at the time, he said that I've had a lot of run-ins with people down through the years. A lot of these people, especially Cliff Pettigrew, everyone knows about Cliff Pettigrew.
Cliff Pettigrew, God almighty. Don't you know the guy's name? He works for you.
I know his name. Sometimes I just work really hard to get him out of my life, Cliff Pettigrew. He's been a bane in my existence. He's one of my crew chiefs and working for B&B Construction. And by the way, if you want to get a B&B hoodie, you can get a B&B hoodie. You can get a B&B t-shirt, Bozell and Bozell Construction, by going to Phil Henry Show merch store. And, getting it, you can get it there at Phil Henry Show merch store. But I mean, Pettigrew was one of my crew chiefs. He went to Home Depot, and this is a job we were doing over here in Corland Park. So he goes to Home Depot to get a stud finder, which is essentially it finds the 2x4 or 2x6 in the wall that is one of the studs that holds the wall up. He comes back to the office, he puts it up against my butt area and goes, nope, no stud here, no trace.
Well, that's pretty funny. That's rather amusing.
Oh, really? Everyone in the office is going, ha, 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 ha. He put it right up against my butt and said, no, there's no stud here. God damn. And he was put up to it by this guy, never mind. But what the other day, he also said in the office the other day, why aren't you having a cow? I said, hey, Cliff, the last time I heard that, I was still spanking it to Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, so you don't think that's funny?
Not really.
No.
Well, I was trying to say it was old, but I wound up on the organ grinder's leash again. Yeah, well, I got monkeyed up.
Well, nobody laughed.
No, nobody laughed. But Cliff says that if you have more tweets than followers, you're desperate and lame. He says more celebrities... He says celebrities has more followers than tweets. So, and I had to rehire Cliff because, regrettably, he brings our jobs in on time and under budget. I don't know, man.
So, Steve Bozell has had in his life Roy Hutchins, Cliff Pettigrew, your wife, and your kids, all of them giving you hell.
Yeah, but it's been a good life, and I don't want to complain too much about it. I got two good kids. Erica Dorton. God.
Well, there she is again, and she came up on the show the other day as possibly being a pornographic actress.
I don't know. All I know is she calls the house. You've heard it. I've recorded it. She breathes heavy.
Yes, she calls up, like, you know, right now.
You're telling me she's just called?
Yeah, I've got her on hold because she knew that you were on. She knew you were on. She's in a tub.
What do you mean she's in? Hey, Erica, hi.
Yeah.
Don't put that woman through.
Don't put her through, bud.
I thought you want to talk to her.
I don't want to talk to Erica Dorton. I don't want to talk to her ever again. As long as I live, Erica Dorton is the devil incarnate, and that ain't no lie. But I guess people think I'm not seeing reality for what it is, but as much as I'm intimidated by Erica Dorton, who's the headmistress, I find it pretty hard to believe that she once did solos for Pornhub. Man, you got to be kidding me. I got weirded out one day on the Henry Show when a bunch of calls from the headmistress of my daughter's middle school, Erica Dorton, come in. I mean, she was breathing into breathes into the phone, and you just heard it. You just heard it. Is that it? I guess that's it. Yeah, shit. Steve Bozell and Friends, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri and...
That's it.
Yeah, that's all I got. Steve Bozell and Friends, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Steve Bozell. Next time I come on here, don't ever do that again with...
You wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Roy Hutchins anymore, and I don't need Erica Dorton sitting in a bathtub playing with it.
Yeah, Steve Bozell.
Big deal.